You know, it's so easy to be envious of me. I do get it. I do get that you sit there at home thinking, what the fuck? How come he gets everything and I don't? He gets the looks, he gets the cock, he gets the admiration, he gets the money, and I don't. I get it. It's unfair. And you know what? There is a part of me that truly believes in equality, that truly believes that every person should have the same rights on earth. But, oh, fuck that. That's complete bollocks, isn't it? The fact is that I get what I do, and you don't. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can try as hard as you want, but you will never be me. You will never have my life. You will never have my lifestyle. You will never have people licking your boots in public. You will never have people wanting to suck your cock. You will never have people giving you money just because you exist. I get all of these things. I get to jerk my cock all the way through Locktober because I want to. I get to fuck who I want to. I get to choose who I play with, who I don't. I get to dictate the rules of my relationships because I'm a master, I'm a dom, I'm an alpha, I'm a fucking man, and you're not. You're one of these sad little bitches who goes through life doing what you can, working hard, and getting fuck all in return. And you know what? That's really sad. It makes me cry, not. It just makes me a little bit amused that you're so envious that you sit there at home wishing that it could be different, knowing that it never will, because ultimately you're just a sad loser. It's true, isn't it? I mean, here's the thing. Most people, even people who have been subscribing to my Just for Fans or OnlyFans, whichever you're listening to this on, will have something about me that they fancy, of course. That's why they've subscribed. They'll like my boots, they'll like my cock, they'll like my verbal, whatever it is. But most people won't be still sitting here listening. And yet you are, because you're recognizing yourself. You're recognizing that you are a low-life piece of shit who can do nothing but sit there in the fucking gutter, looking up at men like me with envy, with something that's confusing because you're both at the same time respecting me and wanting to be me and wanting to serve me and hating me for having everything I do and still loving the fact that I have it all. And I get it. I get that envy is a really strange emotion to feel because you can't work out whether you're trying to say that the other person shouldn't have the stuff they've got or whether you want it yourself. So here, let me cut the crap. You're never going to get it. You're never going to be good looking. You're never going to have the cock. You're never going to have the life. It doesn't matter which bits of me you're envious of. You're never going to have the full package. And if you were, you wouldn't be listening to this. You're sitting there at home getting excited about the fact that you're pathetic. You're a sad, pathetic loser. One of life's also-rans. You there. You're a non-player character in the game that is my life. And that's sweet. You just exist. You just go through life existing. And even if I was here now talking to you directly, you wouldn't know what to do about it. You wouldn't know how to cope because you are so sad that you couldn't even cope with the fact that I knew your name. You're just a number, a subscription to me. That's all you are. You pay your fee each month to jerk off to my videos. Because you don't have anything else in your life, and yet I excite you so much. My power excites you. my charisma, my looks, my dick, whatever it is about me. And you're not alone. Hundreds, in fact thousands, of others have done it, have subscribed and jerked their cocks to me. How many people would subscribe to you? Not that many, would there be? I'm sure there's some people who are into sad losers like you. Some people who fetishize people like you, but it's not that many. So you know what? There's nothing we can do about it apart from to laugh at you and remind you of your place. And you can sit there as envious as you like, but it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you a better life. I worked for this life. I didn't work for my dick. I didn't work for my looks, obviously. But I worked for the life I live. I became the alpha I know I am. I became the dominant. And I fucking deserve it. I deserve the life I live. Have you ever been flown across the world by a slave who's paid your business class fare? No, I have. Have you had slaves in other countries who want to take you places, who take you to hotels and take you out on meals? No, I do. Do you walk in a club and immediately people notice you? I do. Are people scared to come towards you, to speak to you because they think that they're not good enough? I get that all the time. Number of times I've been to a club and people have been like, "Yeah, I saw you, you were amazing, but I couldn't face coming to see you because I thought you'd just laugh at me." I mean, that in itself is pathetic, but that's another story. The fact is that I have that ability. I can break people down with one look. Just a quick look and they crumble. They'll do whatever I want. And you, on the other hand, yeah, no, nothing really, is it? There's nothing about you that is outstanding or interesting. You're just a low-life loser. A sad little faggot who gets off on being humiliated and bullied. I mean, what if they knew who you were? What if everyone knew what you were? I'm sure there's parts of your life that people, you know, at least know your name, but no one really respects you deep down inside. You know that. You know inside how much of a sad case you are, how much of a pathetic loser you are, and you look at men like me who have it all, and it seems so unfair, but you know what? It's life. It's life that there are winners, like me, and life that there are losers, like you. And oh, the genetic lottery or the life lottery or whatever it is, you lost. You sad little bitch. And here's the biggest irony of all, is the fact that you get off on that, don't you, you sad little fuck. You get off on being called names, on being a sad little bitch, of being reminded of your place in life. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is it to actually get excited by that sort of shit? To get excited about how utterly, utterly sad you are, utterly pathetic you are, how much of a loser little bitch you are. You get off of it. You really do, don't you? That is utterly tragic. It's tragic that you get so excited. But you know what? It's fair enough. It may be the one way you can cope with how pathetically sad you are. That your sad, pointless existence at least is acknowledged by men like me who look down on you as a little bug. May as well just be squished. So you know what? You can just spend your life envying people like me, feeling jealous of everything I have, everything I get. It's not going to change anything. So instead, slap yourself around the fucking face and go and jerk off to one of my videos. Well, that is, if you're not locked already. Because if you are, then yeah. There's nothing you can do about, is it? You can go and leak. Oh my God. Anyway. When I'm recording this, it's 5:30 p.m. My boy is at home. He's cooking for me. I'm sitting in my office just finishing up the work that I choose to do. And thinking, you know what? I might go enjoy my steak and chips and then whatever he's cooking for me. And then go to the cinema tonight and just enjoy my life. Then I'll come back and I'll fuck this life out of him, having been worshipped from head to toe. And you, on the other hand, will just sit at home being pathetic, being sad. Well, you have a good one. Have a good little sad life. Till next time.